so disappointed that no one's watching because we're just being idiots today.
Oh my god, it's. We're gonna get yelled at. I thought so.
Happy St. Patty's Day, you Irish prick.
Yeah, well, I mean, my kid's half Irish.
Your Notre Dame stuff. Yeah,
you know it.
You're not drinking already, are you?
No, I have to go to the gym yet, so no drinking before the gym. I only drink after the gym.
All right, good.
So,
all right, well,
I drank enough last night for all of us.
How was your party? Good.
As much as I can remember of it, I fell asleep putting Reagan to bed, and 3 hours later, woke up still in her bed. So,
that's
my fantastic. Wife had to come get me, and yeah, my wife was like, I guess she came and tried to get me out of bed, and like, hey, like you can come to bed now, and I was like, no, I'm fine, I'm okay,
I'm good, leave me alone. Yeah. So, all right, well, happy St. Patty's Day, everybody. We got a decent show for you today. We got a couple things we want to go over. So Mark, we're going to hit right out the gate. We want to start with the AL Central this morning, the AL West.
We did the Central last week.
Yeah. The AL West, the division we're going to go over this week, for spring trainings in full flare. Mark, what are you thinking about these guys?
Man, well, it has the defending World Series champions in it. The Texas Rangers, you know, I still think Houston's going to be the monster. I think Houston's going to be the team that, they've been on such a run, you know, that I think it's going to be kind of hard for them to get upset. You know, I think it's going to stay with the Houston Astros and then maybe, you know, the Rangers come back. But I don't know. This division is almost like it's Houston and everybody else, I think. But I don't know what you're thinking.
Well, I'm going to tell you two teams that it's not. It's not the Angels, and it's definitely not the Oakland A's. No. I don't think the Oakland A's are going to have a shot until they actually move into Vegas and get some, get another fan base, get some more revenue, get some more players. I think you're going to have to watch the Seattle Mariners this year. They're up and coming. They've got a good roster. I think they're going to give everybody some trouble. So I still think Houston's going to be the top dog. But it's going to be a crapshoot between them and Seattle. I don't think Texas is going to repeat and get anywhere where they were last time. So, I mean, congrats to them for winning the series. But I think Seattle is going to be making a lot of noise in that division this year.
No, I get that. They remind me a little bit of the Orioles, you know, up and coming young team. Definitely can cause some damage. So you don't think the Rangers are going to go back to back? You don't think?
No. No, I think
it was. How fluky was that last year, them coming and winning the World Series?
The thing is that they had Jordan Montgomery. You know, their rotation was fantastic. They didn't sign Monty. You know, they always had a good team. So, you know, I just don't think they're going to repeat. I could be eating my words at the end of the season, but I just think Seattle's going to be the one to take the division. That's just where I'm going with this one so far from what I'm seeing and what I'm reading. So.
You think Seattle's going to outdo Houston?
I really do. Houston's getting older. They're an older team. I know they've been on a hell of a run. Houston's been on
them. They are.
They've been on a hell of a run, but they're just older, and I don't see them continuing the success that they've had. So, again, just my opinion. I could be completely wrong, but
didn't Dusty Baker retire too? So that might be a little bit of a change, right? Like, isn't that the Houston? Or do you not think the manager is as important as like coaches in the other sports? Like, how important do you think I guess what I'm asking is, how important do you think a manager is to a team and overall?
Managers have to manage not only the players, but they have to manage the personalities. So, and this is something we'll get into when we do the NL West, because I have a lot of thoughts on how the Dodgers are going to play out, and that'll be next week. But you got to manage all those superstars and manage the egos of everything that's going on. That's hard. You got to keep that clubhouse camaraderie and you got to keep the flow. So, you know, it is what it is. But to answer your question, I mean, the manager's an integral part of it, but I don't know how much important it really is to the team dynamic, as far as they have to go out and execute. They have to play. They have to throw. They have to hit. You know, all that stuff. So.
Yeah, I don't know how much you're more into the baseball scene, and I don't know if a coach, but I assume a manager could win you, lose you a game just as much as like in the NFL.
Oh, absolutely. A bad coaching decision can cost you a lot. Absolutely. Romanski, Mike, you battle egos every day. He does. My boy, Mikey down at Dragon's Den. I love that guy. But yeah, coaching decisions, you know, baseball, I think football and is more of a, it's more detrimental. You can make the wrong pitching change and it possibly can work in your favor. Football, you make a bad call, you're done. It's just, I don't know how to explain what I'm trying to say. It's just, it's a crapshoot, but I think football is more risky. Baseball, you have a little bit more of a chance to make the wrong decision and still get away with it to a degree, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I haven't really followed like with managing and I know a lot of managers are very analytical. They follow analytics and sometimes that comes to bite them. Sometimes that pays off. So it's, yeah. I know baseball is so much of an analytical sport that it's so hard to, you know, I don't know if I could do it, like trying to, because I'm an old soul, I guess, because so like I would, if a pitcher's pitching great, yeah, he might be on count, a pitch count, but I wouldn't want to take him out of the game. But I know the analytical managers will still take him out, like not go by the heart. That's just.
Yeah, the front office is getting too involved with analytics and everything else. And my Yankees are a prime example. I think there's a lot of people that want Aaron Boone fired. I think if they let Aaron Boone manage his team without all the background BS coming in where everybody's like, you know, you should do this, you should do this, you should do this, and just let him manage the game, I think these MLB teams would be a lot better off. I think they're relying too much on stats, too much on analytics and everything else. And it's play baseball. Just play the game. What the hell? What else did you do? What's up, Lisa? What did you do back in the day when you didn't have computers and all this other crap? You know what I mean? The game is just changing. And it's all sports. I'm not just saying it's baseball, too. It's all sports. Everybody relies on numbers and, you know, ticks on the computer. It's just let them play. I mean, I know numbers back it up a little bit, but, oh, Jesus. Here she goes.
So,
all right. So, yeah, but my prediction, I'm going to go out on a limb and say Seattle's going to win that division.
Okay. So I'm going with Houston. I think it's kind of, I think their year is coming to fall off. It's just, they've been so good for so long. It's hard. They're almost like the Chiefs, you know, of the, of baseball, you know, it's hard to bet against them.
Yep.
So
but we'll see what happens. It's going to be an interesting year for sure. All right, let's jump into this quick. I mean, I'm hoping we don't. This could fuel us a whole hour conversation, but I know you and I have talked about this a couple of times. Let's talk about this Jake Paul and Mike Tyson bullshit that's going to happen. What do you really think is going to happen to this dude? And I'm talking about Jake Paul.
I think Mike Tyson's going to rip him apart. I've watched a bunch of videos. I think Jake Paul's not a. Not a slouch by any means. He's had some fights. He's won some fights. But Mike Tyson, man, even as old as he is, you know, I've shown some of those videos. Have you seen some of those videos of this man still going?
Yeah, he's insane. He is insane. I thought so. All right. My initial thoughts were, Mike Tyson, you're old. You should not be able to fight right now. And then I saw him training and I'm like, Jake Paul's about to fucking die.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to beat the hell out of him. So,
yeah, if Don King's involved, we'll see. So I saw that pop up and I thought it was a.
It's just, it's going to be a crazy. It's almost, I definitely want to get like, it. Dude, I don't know if you remember this. Have you ever seen the Peter McNeely Mike Tyson fight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's what this is going to turn out to be.
I think so.
I got to stop reading the chat. Look at Jared.
Oh, sorry. We're both hitting the button. You go ahead. That's I'll right. Let you take care of it.
No, you Mike got Tyson. It from here on out. I just wanted to show that one. Mike,
yeah.
Jared, I love you, dude. We'll have to have Jared do that impression later on tonight in the live.
Oh, yeah, we do. Said so. He likes Jake Paul as a person, but wants to retire him. To WWE with his brother.
So I want to throw a theory out there. If Tyson does this and wins, which I think he's going to, do you think this leads to a Tyson Floyd Mayweather fight?
Oh, that would be interesting. That would be, I don't think so. Cause I think Floyd won't lose. And unless like what John just said, Tyson takes a dive and he thinks it might be rigged. I really hope it's not. The way Tyson is arguing and going after Paul, I don't know if it's going to be rigged. I don't think Tyson is going to be willing to take a dive. I don't see that. Would you want to see a Floyd Mayweather Mike Tyson fight though?
Like, absolutely, absolutely. Would you really? I want to see Mike Tyson kill him.
That's what would happen. Is yeah. Like, Mike is just he's another animal, another breed. He just takes and I just don't know if he could take a dive like John said. But and then Michael says, "Of course it's rigged." So.
Everything is rigged to everybody. I don't think it's rigged. I think he's just going to get killed. And I don't mean figuratively killed. Please let me redact that statement because I'm going to sound like
yeah, you should probably
physically die. But he's going to get beat up. Like, it's just there's no way around it. The guy's great. So I just think Tyson's going to just beat the crap out of this guy to no avail.
I want to see Tyson Apollo Creed him.
Yeah, I got to be careful what I say, Lisa.
I was just about to bring that up. Yep, be careful what you say.
It's going to be on Netflix too, which I'm really surprised that they're not charging.
I think like, they will charge something. They have to.
I don't know. It's on Netflix. How are you going to change it? How are you going to charge for that? You got to get a subscription? You know, 800 people are going to go to somebody's house or they're going to share all the logins like everybody else does.
I don't know who does that. Who would ever do such a thing?
Yeah, I don't know either.
So. I definitely want to watch it though. Like I haven't the last fight I think I watched was Mayweather Conor McGregor. You remember that fight? I went over to Bill's house and we watched it. I'm willing to even if it was pay-per-view, I think I'm willing to I'd be willing to pay for that just to see it, just to watch Mike Tyson do his thing.
Good. Welcome to your house and we'll freaking watch it at your house.
Wasn't Tyson's last fight with Roy Jones Jr.?
I don't know, Tom. It's been a long time. I know that, but
it has.
I don't know if you guys have seen these videos of this dude working out and stuff, but he is just, he's in, for his age, he's in phenomenal shape and he's still fast as hell. So.
Oh. And then he says, and apparently his brother's allowed to hop in. I haven't seen the official rules, but it was on three separate videos.
What do you mean by his brother's allowed to hop in, Corey?
There's a whole bunch of different. There's a whole set of rules in this for this fight. There's a whole. I don't know what they are though.
Well, is this going to be a fucking tag match? Like I'm getting my ass kicked, so we're going to change up? No.
It was on HBO. A Snoop Dogg promotion was what Tommy said for Roy Jones and Mike Tyson. But yeah, I have to really, maybe I'm going to have to dive into this because I didn't realize that there's all these stupid stipulations like that. No, yep. Mike said, yes, he can wear a helmet and his brother can tag in.
That he knows he's going to get the crap kicked out of him. If that's legit, not a tag match.
Not a tag match is what Corey said.
2-on-1?
No, that's...
We'll have to discuss this again next week.
I missed all of this apparently. So.
I just thought this was going to be a straight up boxing match. I had no idea it was going to be oh my God, I'm scared. Let me fight with my brother.
My apologies, everybody.
I beat the crap out of both of them.
Yeah.
Money grab, obviously.
Oh yeah. Everything's a money grab, Corey. As you know, everything, unfortunately. Says Tyson gets to live my dream, knock out both Pauls in the same match. Sign me up, Lee.
I wonder if
Tyson will be coming to the room with DX.
I wonder if Mike Tyson could put one of the Paul brothers in a garbage can after the fight.
I know a guy that might know something about that. Jake Paul's scared. He had an interview and he's scared. Oh, absolutely, Corey. John agrees.
our dude Jared, he's driving home and he's still working. Bro,
I know, Jared.
All right,
he's still he'd be in the background telling all of this for us. He's still doing it. Thank you, Jared. Pulling it up for us.
It's awesome shit, though.
Lee, that's my new finisher in MK.
All right, let's switch gears.
Yeah, we apparently weren't as prepared as we thought we were for that topic there.
Yep. So, all right, I'm gonna just do a little bit of a blurb here, guys. We now have. Our website is active. We got a new website. It is ndtpodcast.com. We have all of our merch and stuff up there. You guys can go take a look. Jared has done a fantastic job of getting some stuff on there for us, some content. Mark and I are in the process of getting some bios up there on our page so you guys can read a little bit about us for those who don't know us that well. It's going to have some of the old live streaming shows. We're also going to have some interactive Q&As on there. That Jared's been cool enough to put up for us. So it's moving forward. This growth has been ridiculously insane the past couple of months. I mean, it's really cool to watch. So it's exciting. But yeah, there's a couple different pages on there. The main page for Corey and Justin and Jared, and then the sports page for Mark and I. There's all kinds of t-shirts and stickers and decals. They even got us some slides with the NDT logo on them. So, and we have our first sponsor, Corey, who might that be? Unless you want to wait, you know what? I'll let you announce that tonight on the main show. Cause again, that'll segue into my next thing. We have a variety show tonight at 7 PM and it's going to be our giveaway show for 1500 followers. This morning, I think we got 1763 or something like that.
Oh, so wow, we jumped up
to... We jumped quite a bit. So we're going to have three prizes to give away tonight. One from...
It's not prime.
Jesus Christ, Lee. we have one giveaway from...
I'm shaking the whole table, sorry.
One giveaway from the main show, and then we have two giveaways from the sports show. Like I said, the dual relic jersey, Mantle, DiMaggio card will go out to one of the sports... Or actually, whoever's entered. And then we have... another surprise that I'm going to show tonight. So you have to be present in the stream tonight to win. Jared's going to do the randomized wheel. We'll put everybody that's in the stream. We'll give you guys a few minutes to get in there, obviously. And yes, Corey, I was just going to hit that too because I did forget. We have an exclusive no filter club for $5 a month on our website. We'll give you some exclusive content and I think some discounts on merchandise, if I'm not mistaken. But I'll let Corey. Do all that stuff tonight and let him announce all that good stuff.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, listen, we'll text you later.
Absolutely. And watching what Jared's done, what Corey's done, what everyone's done, all the work you guys have put in, it's been awesome to be a part of, man. Watching this grow just since I was honored enough to be brought in, like watching our numbers go up on Facebook and all the work that everyone's putting in, it's really an honor to be a part of. It's awesome to see having our own website and having our own merch shop and everything like that. It's amazing to watch this go.
Yeah, it's cool. It's been a lot of fun. Do you have, Mark, did you bring your stickers up with you or they're somewhere else?
They're downstairs.
Don't sweat it. I was just going to say, we got a sticker order in. So guys, we're going to be, if you see us out and about, we'll probably have some stickers on us. If you guys want one, go ahead and we'll get you one. And we also are going to be selling some more when we're going to be doing some pop-up events. We're going to try to get in some live events outside and all that good stuff. So, Corey just said working on discounts and likely to receive a special sticker only available to members. So, you know, guys, for $5 a month, go ahead and throw that in there. It's not bad.
And it helps us out a lot. We appreciate it.
It does. It helps us the show grow and hopefully we can alleviate some of the technical difficulties we had this morning.
Yes. Yes. I don't know what you're talking about. Let's not talk about how this is just for show right now.
It looks like he's talking into his mic.
Yeah, I'm actually talking into my mic. It's not working. But I'm going to get a new cable. I like that idea. I think we need
some. No, I don't want to be on a t-shirt. That's like being a milk jug.
I'll wear a t-shirt with your image on it. One of those from you working out yesterday with how buff you looked.
Oh my God.
You know,
I got so much crap for not posting a selfie yesterday, and I'm like, I'm working, I can't do that. And so, but yeah, okay. Jared made some AI. If you guys haven't seen it, go on the post. Jared made some AI images of me working out. So they're a little weird, but anyway.
Well, that's what he does when he works out in general.
All right. So we're going to go back.
Yeah, absolutely. But real quick before we move on, exactly what Corey said, we aren't looking to make profit. Everything will be dumped back into the show. Right. Monthly bills, new equipment, stuff like that. Anything you guys are willing to help out, donate. We are star eligible on Facebook as well. And stuff like that. We appreciate it. And it will be put right back in the show. We're not looking to be profitable here. We're looking to just put a better episode out for you guys.
If you put that stick figure Aaron on a shirt, you're going to have to make sure the artist gets royalties. So Jared, you're going to make some money off this. All right. Today, big day, college basketball. March Madness 2024 Selection Sunday is tonight at 6 p.m.
Yes.
Our live show is at 7, so we'll be able to discuss this a little more tonight. But anybody that's interested, we did set up a NCAA bracket for you guys if you want to participate. You don't necessarily have to write this down right this moment. If you want to, that's fine. But I'm going to throw the information out to you, and I'll get a Facebook post out later. We are using a website called officepoolstop.com. There's going to be a specific league password and a league ID so you guys can get in. It is public, but for you guys to get into our tournament bracket, you got to enter the password to get into the league. So I'm going to give it to you guys later. You can share it with your friends. You can share it with whoever. Share it on Facebook. Share it with the office, whatever you want to do. We can get up to 1,500 brackets in this pool. So let's fill it up. It's a point-based system. 1 point for the first round if you win, 2 points for the second round, and so on and so forth. It goes up. So if you don't have necessarily a good first round, you can still have a chance to win and get towards the top. But it's just a lot of fun for us to have with you guys. We want to get you more interaction. So I will put the Facebook post up about this today, right after the stream is over. And again, we can't do anything until the selections are over tonight. It's probably about 7 o'clock. You think, Mark, it should be done?
Probably seven. The selection, the bracket itself will probably be out right at six, but the selection show just breaks it all down and discusses it. So it will probably be about 6-7 o'clock and it will be all done. All of them should have the brackets, all the places. Jared said he'll also put on the sports page tonight. So that way you'll be able to do the link right from our website and be able to join, and all the info will be on there to put the password in from what Jared was saying.
That's awesome. It's nice to have a website.
It is so nice. And then we'll also have it up on our Facebook page and stuff like that.
Yeah. I'll put a post out and then watch the website. I'll give you a link to the website too. All that good stuff. See how we all work together. This is awesome.
Now, I think we talked about doing a small prize, right? For the winner, the one, if it's not us, or the first one behind one of us.
I'll put that in the post. If we do a prize, it will be exempt from anybody affiliated with the show, obviously. It will just have to be one of our viewers or followers. But the website will calculate the winner for us automatically. We'll be able to keep track, and we can give updates daily or as often as we possibly can to show who's in the lead. So,
and both shows can even do that.
Yeah,
both shows will be able to do that because this tournament will be going on for a month, you know, pretty much basically. You know, you have the first round and the second round next weekend, and then you have the weekend after for, you know, Sweet 16, Elite 8, and then you have the Final Four. So
yep, it'd be a good time.
So it's going to be going on, so please jump in, guys, just for fun. It's something fun. It's not going to cost you guys anything to jump in. It'd be something to bragging rights amongst all of us. And what I love about March Madness is anything can happen. As we learned, NC State beat Duke and North Carolina in the ACC tournament in March. So thank you, Lee, again for the stars. I appreciate it.
That's awesome. Thank you, Lee. You're the man. All right. Switching gears. I know you're excited. You're like a caged animal.
Yes. NFL
free agent transactions. I'm going to let you roll. Go ahead.
Oh, man. So one question I wanted to ask you, what team do you think made so far? I know it's freaking March. It's not the games still have to be played and you're not going to win a Super Bowl in March. What teams do you think made big jumps?
The Dolphins have made good jumps. The Eagles have done pretty decent for themselves so far. And just by Baltimore signing Derrick Henry, that's huge for them. I mean, Jesus. So
for me, that's the biggest individual move I think that was made. Because if you put Derrick Henry with Lamar Jackson, who are you going to try to stop? Who are you going to, you're going to try to stop Lamar from running? Okay. Then Derrick Henry, I know he's getting up there in age, but he will still run people over.
Dude's a tank.
He's a monster. My Eagles, I'm nervous. We did make some big moves with re-signing Dickerson. We made him the highest paid guard. We need to shore up some of that, especially after losing Kelsey, shore up that offensive line. We brought Bryce Huff over. We signed Saquon Barkley, and we brought Gardner Johnson back. He used to be at one of our defensive backs / safeties, and we signed a White, which is a – and I talk we, it's like it's my team. Like, I did any of this. I did nothing. But we made some moves. I'm just hoping it's not like the old dream team. Do you remember the year when we had Vince Young as a backup, Michael Vick, Nami Asamoah? I'm just hoping it's not a dream team situation. Corey, I think Henry still has a lot left. I'm hoping, but he is a bruiser. But you're right, he is 32. Like he said, lots of wear and tear on his body. The Titans used him up. But he single-handedly brought the Titans to the playoffs multiple times. So I still think he's going to do some damage. Some of the biggest ones. So what about one of your biggest losers? Who do you think are the biggest teams?
Dallas hasn't done anything that I know of. Nothing crazy. Buffalo has not done much of anything. This is the salary cap issue. You got these players with these huge contracts and you're constantly restructuring. And I'll tell you right now, my biggest fear is, well, I shouldn't say fear, but Patrick Mahomes just restructured his contract to free up over $20 million of salary cap space because he wants to go after that three-peat. And they're talking, all these other guys want to go there. And I don't want to say they're pulling a LeBron, but I mean, if I'm a free agent and I have a chance to go win a Super Bowl with Pat Mahomes and Travis Kelce, I'm going to go to Kansas City. And I don't want to see that happen. I really don't, because a lot of these teams' windows for winning and getting up where they are is closing. And Mahomes and Kelce are just, they're at the top. And until you knock them off that throne, you know, they add some more players with $20 million of salary room. Forget it. They got to shore up that defense, though, a little more.
Yeah, absolutely. I think them re-signing I'm trying to think of the guy's name, Long, right? The defensive tackle. Their stud, Chris Long. Well, you know, it was huge for them. They still keep that core in the defense, but you're right. You do need to figure out the back end. Lee says Kelce retires in 2 years. So, oops. Corey's jumped on there. But I'm wondering if the Cowboys, I know Lee's in here. They haven't done anything, really. They lost Pollard. The Bills, again, haven't really done too much, I don't think. You know, like, which is
– They signed a defensive tackle and a wide receiver.
Yeah.
But I still think that Bean's got something up his sleeve. I really do. I think he's going to trade up in the draft or something and get some more players that he's going to need for cheap. That guy's a smart dude. He really is a smart dude. So I'm not counting them out just yet, but I just want to see what they're going to end up doing in the draft.
Now, what do you think about the Steelers? I know we talked about it a little bit at pre-show when you and I are in here BSing around. They, for those of you that don't know, they got Russell Wilson and they traded yesterday, which is a hell of a trade for Justin Fields, a six-rounder that becomes a four if he plays 51% of the snaps. That's it. So what do you think they're going to do?
I think they're going to trade Fields. I think they're going to get a team that needs a quarterback. That's, again, this is just my opinion. I could be completely wrong. Why do you sign Russell Wilson and then bring in Justin Fields? I mean, that's a crazy backup situation to have, and good for them if that's the case. But I think they flip Fields for either draft picks or a receiver or something. I don't know who's
going to take him. That's the thing. Is I think the Bears are struggling to find someone, a suitor for him, and that's why they jumped on it. Lee, Jerry's been screwing us for years.
Yeah.
Wasted talent. Dallas won't chip in until Jerry dies.
And they're going to pay Prescott $8,000 million a year to what?
$60 million. He's going to hit $60 million, I think.
They'll never be able to sign anybody. Again, this is where the salary cap becomes an issue.
Right back to what Corey said. So many players prioritize money over winning.
Yep.
And then Lee's like, I hope not.
We'll see.
So, and what crazy is that what analysts have been saying for 15 years? Yep. Absolutely. So I'm thinking that they might use Russell as like a bridge quarterback and maybe let him play for a little bit and then bring Fields in to see if that's their future. That's what I'm wondering if the Steelers are going to do. I think they're going to maybe let Russell. Yep. I mean, why not? I mean, I don't blame them. Russell, they signed him for $1.9 million or whatever the league veteran minimum is. You can't beat that. You can't argue with that. The Josh and Polly show. How you doing, guys? Thanks for jumping in. It's I prioritize money over winning two. So yep. I don't know. I go back and forth. I want to make the money, but if I can make millions and have my family be set, I wouldn't mind making a little bit less. I think I say that. I'm not in that position to get paid. Well, I could make $30 million or I could make $60 million. I don't know what I would do in that point. You know, I would like to think I would I'll only take 30, take the Tom Brady effect, but.
Yeah, but they're restructuring and they're making a signing bonus. They're still getting paid. It's just not, I don't know. I'll never understand this. I really won't, but. That's and we could be that joke's getting about as old as I am. But anyway, I could be wrong, but if we were in that situation, maybe we would look at it differently. But, you know, if someone's telling me you're going to get $50 million, you're going to get 10 now and 40 later on in your life, I would look at it as, okay, I got a savings account, a big checkbook coming in. I don't know what I would ever do with $50 million, but whatever. I don't know. We'll see. But I'm interested to see what Dallas does with Prescott, though, if he does demand that kind of money.
Corey says, it's all about mindset. These dudes already make millions upon millions. They aren't starving. If I was a top-tier player, I'd go somewhere where I could win. What's going on, Johnny? Hey, thanks for jumping in, brother. How you doing?
Johnny boy.
So, but I think another – I don't know if you – so Wilkins that went from the – another big signing was Wilkins that went from the Dolphins to the Raiders. Did you see what Adrian Peterson said he wanted to do? And I think this is what he did.
Well, he wanted said, to go back and play?
No, what he wanted to do is make a mindset like the Jordan effect. So when Jordan drove the lane, throw an elbow, you know, make him regret driving to the lane. And he wants to do that effect. He flat out said on Patrick Mahomes, when Patrick Mahomes runs with that ball, throw an extra elbow, do stuff like that. So.
Well,
I think that's pretty crazy. I think it's a heck of a move. I think Wilkins is a guy that will be a good start to that. I just wonder – I know they signed Gardner Minshew. I just wonder what they're going to do at quarterback for the Raiders over there. Johnny said he's out towing in Carbondale. Had to check in.
My dude's a hustler, man.
Yeah, that he is.
Always moving.
Justin Pauly says, yeah, for sure. It's definitely a spectrum. I think the MMA side has to be honest. There's a lot more money to be made from extracurricular stuff over there. Absolutely. And then just like Corey agrees, for sure, MMA, I could get as much as quickly as I could and get out. And Jared, what are some of the fans' reaction you've seen to some of these transactions? Have they been positive?
I know the Bills Mafia is pissed. So, I mean, right now, they like I said, they haven't done much of anything. And I obviously, you guys know I follow them. And I'm, God forbid me, God forgive me for saying this, I'm actually excited for Eagles fans just to see if Saquon Barkley can stay healthy and what he can bring to that team.
I'm bringing you over, baby. I'm bringing you over to my side.
No, listen, that's never going
to happen. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. You're coming over to my side.
No, never going to happen. But I'm happy more for Saquon. I want to see if he can stay healthy. This is going to be his chance to put up or shut up, and we'll see. I know that the Tiki Barber like just tore him up saying that you're dead to me for signing with the Eagles. And I get it. There's kind of like this code, like you don't sign with your division rival. That'd be like if Derek Jeter went and played for the Red Sox. So I get it. A bunch
of people do it, though. Like Aaron Jones did it. He went to the Vikings. He left the Packers. You know, a bunch of people are doing it nowadays.
This, I think I told you in the group chat or we were on the phone the other night, but this football season was just like they just threw everybody in a bowl and shook it up. And where they landed, they landed. It's going to be a really exciting season to see. If all this stuff, if all this stuff will play out the way these teams are looking for it. Cause again, we're going to go back to our original conversation. There's going to be a lot of egos that you got to manage with all these superstars changing teams. And you're going to be in there messing up the camaraderie and the flow. You know, the training camp is going to be big this year for all these teams. It really is.
I think it's going to be, and that's what I'm worried also with the Eagles is, yeah, they made some great transactions, some things I'm looking forward to, but is Nick Sirianni really the guy that can mush it all together? Because we fell apart last year, and I'm not sure why we fell apart. I worry. Go back up to Lee. Lee says Raiders will draft a QB. I don't know if they're in position to, Lee. I'm not sure. They might be able to get like a Penix or a Bo Nix, but I don't know about any of the bigger names.
So, all right. Now that the Bears have traded Fields, though, you think they pull the trigger and pull Caleb Williams off the draft?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I think they're going Caleb Williams number one overall, which we'll do when we do our draft show. But I think what an interesting move I saw make was the Vikings. The Vikings traded one of their first round, traded with, and they have now two first round picks. Keep on going, Johnny. Like you said, keep hustling. Keep going, brother. They, I think, might be able to make a move. So if they're the 11th pick, and I think the 23rd pick is what they traded for. Now that can move up into the third or fourth pick to try to take like a J.J. McCarthy or a Drake May. You know, try to – if the Patriots want to move out of that spot, because the Patriots, I think, are picking third. And I don't think they're ready. I think they need too much – I don't think they're ready to take a quarterback yet, but I could be wrong with that. But to go with Jared, one team that is really happy, and that's a lot of Falcons fans now that they got Kirk Cousins. So what do you think about that? What do you think about them?
That's big. That's big. And I can't believe – we'll hold your Kirk Cousins thoughts. Actually, no, we'll finish that. Kirk Cousins is huge for them going to the Falcons. I'm shocked that Cleveland didn't re-sign Flacco with what he did.
Where did he go? He got signed somewhere, didn't he?
He signed. Sure. I got to look now.
We were talking about it the other day, too. Where did Flacco go? I don't think I have it written down.
I'll tell you.
I have a bunch of names here.
I don't fucking know. He went somewhere. He's not in Cleveland.
He went somewhere. Good answer. That is great for the show right here. We got this.
No one gives a shit about Joe Flacco anyway. I'm looking up right now. I'll find out. Go ahead. What do you think about another?
I think he's getting up there in age. And what worries me about him is he is coming off of Achilles tear, just like Aaron Rodgers is. So
Flacco's in Indianapolis, by the way.
That's right. That's where he went. He went to backup.
It hit me. Because I didn't have to look.
That's right. Flacco was a flash.
You a cowboy flash loving dumbass. He was not a flash. That guy was awesome. Go lay down. You go back on your couch and be quiet. No cowboy
jersey. Hey, you better watch it. He will come and put you in a trash can. I'm just saying.
Hey, listen, you just outed my dude. speaking of trash cans, the one with the midget wrestling. Never mind. Anyway.
Oh, man. guys were nuts paying that much money. People dropping what? Hey, good for them though. Anyway,
yeah, they spent like $250 on a garbage can that was beat up and signed. Hey, good for them. Whatever.
But another big move. What about Josh Jacobs going to the Packers? I mean, that's why Aaron Jones. They just dropped Aaron Jones. I thought Aaron Jones was a really good running back, and then they just dropped him. Like, okay, hey, we're signing Josh Jacobs, and we're going to release you. You know,
the next.
So that's
what happens? So.
But then the last big thing that kind of happened this offseason wasn't any signing. Was Aaron Donald retiring? Man, that.
Darn. He's old. He's up there, man. Like, he had his run. He's got, it's time. I get it. You're sentimental with this crap, but.
But Corey's in this. I heard this. I'm wondering if he's able to hear it too. Someone was comparing him to LT as one of the best defensive players of all time. So.
I think he's better than LT.
He was just trying to get Aaron's so mad, or Corey's so mad. He's not here to jump in and yell at you right now. I can tell you that. I don't think he's better. I think that it's crazy that he might be able to be in the same name. I think he's been a great, look, one of the best defensive tackles.
Lawrence Taylor is definitely a better player, but I just wanted to say that to get Corey all riled up. He's probably speed texting right now to yell at me.
He probably is, like, it's probably in our group chat. Like,
yeah, that is getting me to get fired.
He's like, already tried to find your replacement.
He wanted me to
bring Leon. Could you imagine me and Lee yelling at each other all football season?
He wanted me on my opinions. all right.
So but yeah, no, like you said, this is a crazy, crazy free agency. Teams are, like we said, dropping players left and right. Joe Mixon left and went to Houston. I think that's a big thing. The Bears signed Keenan Allen to hopefully help. He was great, but LT was a different beast. See, he might be a little behind. Maybe that's why.
He hasn't heard me. Other than that, or just whatever. I'm going to get him.
Yep, that was Corey. So, no, that I think it's going to be a great – I'm looking forward to the season. The draft's coming up soon. I am nuts. You guys know I'm a nut, football nut. I'm looking forward to it, but I cannot wait for March Madness again. So, guys, keep an eye out for March Madness. Keep an eye out for how to join our bracket. Please do. What else do we have to talk about? Do we have that was it, right? Or was there something else you wanted to?
We've fucking flown through this. I did want to talk about just an injury update for the Yankee fans. Gerrit Cole, his UCL ligament is not torn. They're saying a 2 to 3 months of rest and rehab, and he should be good to go. So thank God he doesn't have to have Tommy John. That dude's just been such a workhorse. And the only stint he's had on the DL in the past few years is when he had COVID in 2021. So, I mean, he's an innings eater. He's their horse. And without him, their season would be done. I hope the Yankees sign another pitcher. I was a little bit pissed off at these trades because they traded Dylan Cease from the White Sox to the Padres for one of the prospects that the Yankees gave up for Soto, Drew Thorpe, and another pitching prospect who no one even knows who they are. But here's where the Yankee effect comes in. The Yankees were trying to get the White Sox to give them Dylan Cease, and they were demanding Spencer Jones. So they always want the Yankees' top-tier players. I mean, this Yankees farm system is stacked. But then you go and turn around and give him to San Diego for basically nothing. He wanted the Yankees' number two prospect in their whole entire system for this guy. No one's ever going to make a trade with the Yankees right now as the way things are going. That's just my thoughts, and I see it. But it's the Yankees effect, you know, and I hate it. It's the Yankees. We're not going to give you that. We're going to give you, you have to give us this. And they turn around and give them away. Like, it's just like, here, screw you. We'll show you. You're not going to get our players. And, you know, everybody's like, oh, the Yankees buy championships. They haven't won since 2009.
Yeah.
It's not that that argument is stale. It's stupid. It, just let it go. Yes, they have a high payroll, but it's not winning them shit.
So Tommy says Thorpe is a decent prospect.
He's a decent prospect, but Tommy, he is not Spencer Jones. And this dude, 6'6", he's an outfielder. He's a monster. He's the second coming of Aaron Judge, and they want this guy for Dylan Cease. And it's just, I don't know. I don't like the way this thing goes. But again, when you're the Yankees, this is what you're up against. So we'll see. But yeah, so those just the injury updates I wanted to give to the Yankee fans with the injury stuff. So that's all I
now,
really have.
Now, do you think you're going to be able to stay? So say I seem like maybe a month, right? Garrett might miss. Do you think you guys would be able to stay where you can make the playoffs and make a run when he comes back?
Absolutely. Yes. So the offense, their offense is great. Volpe's hitting well this year. I think they rushed Volpe a little bit last year. Yeah, Tom Jones is going to start in Double A. He'll be in Scranton. They're not going to be able to hold him down. Volpe's hitting well. Judge Rizzo's made a hell of a U-turn because since his concussion. Judge was a little sore. He's going to be back in the lineup soon. I think they're going to be fine. The pitching, as always, is going to be the holdup with them if Rodon is healthy. Clark Schmidt, watch him. That kid's going to be good. So I think they're going to be okay and competitive, but we'll see. Without Cole, they were done, and I think if they would have got another pitcher, they would have been a lot better. But we'll see. You know, everybody's clamoring for this Blake Snell signing. The luxury tax hit they would have had, they would have paid double for that guy. You know, they were saying sign him for $130 million. That's great because it's going to cost them $260 because of the luxury tax threshold that's going to hit their – it's everybody's like, well, the Yankees have it. If I was a businessman, I wouldn't spend that. I'm not going to spend $130 to give to another team just so I can sign this guy to be on my team.
And then the way I heard about that with Snell is it could be almost like, you know, he's getting paid for what he already did. Is he going to be able to repeat that same Cy Young every season in, season out? And that's what people are worried about. That's what I've heard. Again,
I get it.
This is what I'm hearing is it's like, was it Rendon that did that really good in Washington? And then when he left and went to the Angels, paid him for what he did. And then now he's not doing it. And that's what they're worried about with Snell. That's what I've heard.
But that's a worry you have with any player, though, because every player seems to play great in their walk year. And then you're running the risk of them just be like, I got paid. I don't care. I think it would have been awesome to have both Cy Young Award winners for the previous year on the same rotation.
Oh, it's been nasty.
Money. It's not worth the money. So, you know, and yeah, to Tom's comment, Judge and Stanton, you got to figure Dominguez is on his way back up. You got Spencer Jones lurking. That's why I'm thinking Judge might make a shift to first base in the next 2 years. It's a good problem to have, but I don't know. We'll see. I think they're going to be okay. I don't necessarily think they're going to run away with anything. It's going to be a dogfight because that division is just so tough.
Yeah, that division is nasty.
Yeah, and we've already been through the AL East, but we'll talk about this throughout the season, I'm sure. But I'm excited to see what happens. But yeah, I think Rizzo's going to be the key to that team right now. I really do with his turnaround and keeping Volpe on the up and up and make sure his uptick is going. So.
No, absolutely.
All right. So we're going to go to your favorite segment.
I give in.
Stand by one. So I know you said you had some good questions for this, and I did not anything on purpose because I'm going to spin my questions off of yours. So I'm going to let you go first.
Okay. So I'm not it's somewhat half-ass prepared because I've seen one of the spring training games, okay? One of the teams brought Joey Chestnut in, okay, for like a seventh inning stretch thing to eat 39 pierogies in 2 minutes, and he did it. What could you eat 39 of in 2 minutes?
M&M's?
Something bigger. Sorry, my dog came in and...
Dude, I don't know. That's maybe peanut butter cups. If I was really shoveling them in, maybe.
Why would all that sugar, though, man.
I know. I'd have diabetes.
But could you imagine 39 pierogies in 2 minutes, man? Those. I wonder if they're like the mini pierogies, like the minis Mrs. T. I mean, I'm sure there wasn't Mrs. T's, but or they were big.
If they had to be the big ones, I'll have to look and see and watch that because I like pierogies, but I don't think I could eat 39 of them in 2 minutes. No way.
Tommy says, sucks, this is a PG show.
Tommy, right, Tommy. Yes, thank you. thank you for that. We have children.
So yeah, so that was one of my it was just off the wall. I told you I had some off the wall questions this week.
All right, so we'll bring Joey Chestnut in. If you were to enter the Nathan's hot dog competition, how many hot dogs and buns do you think you could put down?
Oh, and how long do they get for that?
I'm not even sure, but just it doesn't matter because we're 2 minutes. Not going to beat them. Yeah, say it's 5 minutes. Say it's 5 minutes. What do you? How are you going to?
Yeah, in 5 minutes, how many hot dogs and buns do you eat? And you're not allowed to throw up after, right?
No.
Yeah. So the old me would have been like, I got this, but the
came new me,
I would have to say maybe in 5 minutes, I could probably do 20. I think I could do 20.
20 hot dogs and buns?
I think I could do 20 hot dogs and buns.
In unless 5 like, minutes?
I think I could do it. I think right. I could do it.
We are...
you jerk.
PG, we are going to do this. We're going to...
With my health, I don't do that. Do that anymore.
I'm not calling you out for this one. We're doing it.
Okay, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I want to see you eat five of them in 5 minutes, let alone 20, bro.
I bet you I could do. Maybe not 20. All right, let me.
Oh, you said 20. Nope, it's on air. It's recorded. It's done. It's out there now. All right, what's your next question?
I quit. So, if there was a rule change in a sport, any sport that you want, what rule change would you want to see? Lee, shut up.
I won't necessarily call it a rule change, but I want to see the interleague play be taken away from Major League Baseball.
Really?
It takes away from the World Series, dude. And it takes away from the All-Star game. Like, there's an interleague series every week, every series now. And I get it. It's about money, but it takes away from the allure of the World Series and the All-Star game. You know, I used to love back in the 90s with the Braves and the Yankees were playing. You'd never see that. Now you can see it every third year. Like, they rotate divisions and, you know, you just have to wait for something like that. And it just takes it away. Mets and Yankees, I know they had rivalry weekend, you know, but in 2000 when they were playing in the World Series, that was awesome. So I think that they should take the interleague play away, and I don't like the designated hitter rule. Okay. I know it's nice and it's competitive for the National League, but stop changing this stuff. I mean, that's what our history is based on. So
this is only PG because of these guys. They're welcome to change that anytime.
I'm just thinking because of the nature of the conversation. That's something we're gonna go down the road, Corey.
So to go with that, the one thing that I want to run by you that I thought to go with that. So nowadays, because of all the rule changes with the player safety for the onside kick, okay? Last year, there was 2 of 41, the team that kicked it got the ball back because of the rule changes, right? It used to be before that like 15, 20%. So, again, if you're watching for the point spread or a betting person like some of our guys are, but if you're cheering for the team, if you're down 14 with 2 minutes to go, you basically know you're losing the game. Like, why even watch it? So this is one thing that I thought about, or I heard, actually, I think it was Greeny talk about it. So think about this. What if, so instead of doing the onside kick, because of all the rule change, I get the health and safety, I get all of that. What if you were able to do a 4th and 20 play, the ball on your own 20-yard line. And if you can convert it, you keep the ball. Or if you miss it, the other team gets the ball on the 20-yard line.
That's an interesting option.
Like, what about, like, think about, like, so that adds to the team can definitely, you know, 4th and 20, you have a chance.
Yeah.
Numbers-wise, the analytical side of it is it's about 15, like, 4th and 20s last year, I think it broke down to about 15 to 20% were converted. So it goes back to the old onside kick where, you know, you actually had somewhat of a chance, still less chance than normal. But, you know, that was my thought. I was wondering what you thought. What if they did like a 4th and 20?
That's actually not a bad idea. That's actually kind of exciting. You give them, they're going to throw a, you know, it's going to be a pass. No one's going to run the ball 20 yards out. So you're going to stack your backfield with safeties and DBs. And I think it's, that's not a bad idea, you know, and then they'll probably pull a trick play out of their pocket here and there and run the ball. But the one thing
that, I don't that was like, just something I was thinking.
Yeah, that's not bad. The one thing I don't like that I'm seeing with the NFL is I see they're slowly going to end up just getting rid of the kickoffs altogether.
I think they are.
I don't like it. Like, that was football. It's, they're changing everything and modernizing it. They're taking away from the game, man. Like, I know you want players to be healthy and stuff, but my God, players back then, they wouldn't complain about this stuff.
I know they wouldn't. But also, in a way, I see your point again, and I'm kind of playing devil's advocate. Is that's one of the more dangerous plays in the game. And with all the concussion stuff going on and stuff like that, I think that's why they changed it. Now, I don't know the actual research behind it on how many plays on the kickoffs, you know, people got concussed on and stuff like that. I get it. But I also like watching Devin Hester and have to worry about him returning it.
I was just going to say his name, dude. What do you do with a guy completely, like that?
I completely understand your point 100%, but I also can see the other side of, you know, I back in the day, things were different. I know I'm sounding like the old one now, you know, like you used to watch my man crush, my favorite player, Brian Dawkins, hit people and body slam people, and that just doesn't happen anymore. We're watching Ray Lewis blow somebody up. You know, that just doesn't happen
That's football.
I know.
Don't play if you don't want to get beat up. It's a contact sport.
I agree, and I love those. I used to remember, was it maybe Monday Night? They used to do biggest hits or something like that. They used to like show and weekend's biggest hits, and it was always insane. It was always insane. But I also get not letting people, it could affect their life for the future. And I get both sides. Is basically what I'm saying.
The choice you're making.
I definitely get both sides.
Race car driver, and I hate to use this as an example, but look at Dale Earnhardt. The slim chance of him getting hurt. So now they made all these safety stuff, but there's always a risk. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You can have all the safety equipment on you want. It's a risk. I get it. You know, these guys can be paralyzed, and I completely understand that. And I think what they need to do is the guys that are intentionally going out there to inflict physical pain on these guys and hurt somebody, those are the guys should be out of the league. Yeah. But when you're going after a quarterback with the intention of hurting them, you want to hit them. Yes, absolutely. But if you're going out there to cut somebody's career short, that's when they think they should, you know, and the best guy I can leave that to is Draymond Green in the NBA. Mm-hmm. That guy's an asshole. Yeah. So he should be out.
Coming from my football background, when I didn't play in high school, but I did play some, my goal as defensive end was to hit you as hard as I could and hurt you and make you not want to run back to my side. But never did I want to go after your knee or blow out a knee or end someone's career. I'll never forget the one time I was up in New York and I had a game and I got by the guy and he pushed me from behind and knocked me down. And I hit a guy and I heard everything pop. And I knew I did not mean to. The guy pushed me from behind and pushed me down as I was trying to hit him. It was the worst feeling I've ever had. I actually almost threw up on the field because I knew, but I was the same way. I wanted, like, if the running back came to my side of the field, I wanted to hit you so hard that you did not want to come back to my side. I get that. So Robbie says there should be a steroid league.
Oh, that would be fun to see, but someone's going to get hurt.
Oh, someone's
a vein is going to implode, but steroids are illegal, my friend. So, you know, everybody's juicing. Absolutely. They're all going to be in trouble.
Absolutely. All right.
Well, guys, it's 12. Don't forget tonight, the ticker's at the bottom. We have our 1,500 follower giveaway show tonight at 7 p.m. We actually made it over the 1750 mark, like I said earlier. So we're going to be giving away two prizes from the sports show, one from the variety show. Must be present to win. Make sure you guys are there. Marky, you got anything else?
Yep, make sure you guys check out our new website. Check out some merch on there. Again, everything goes back into the show. Trying to put on a better show for you guys and get some better equipment for everybody and things like that. And thank you to Jared for still working while you were on your way home. And Corey, it was nice seeing you, brother, in the chat. Aaron and I kind of ran solo today. It was a blast. I had a good time. That's about it, brother.
All right. Well, guys, we'll see you tonight, 7 p.m. And everybody have a good Sunday. Marky, I'll talk to you later on, buddy.
Go Heels, baby.